Welcome everyone to Tehillim Life Lesson, Shir number 7. Thank you for joining from all over the world. We'll be learning Mizmor Dalet, chapter 4, Psukim Aleph through Gimel. As an overview, we'll be discussing the connection between Chanukah and our Perek. And if you ask, well, Chanukah is over. Rav Meinlich Biderman asks a question. Why is it that Chazal did not institute an Isser Melacha? That you can't do malacha on Chanukah, other Yom Tovim. You can't do malacha. Why is it Chanukah? You are allowed to do malacha. You are allowed to do work. And he explains, because if there was an Isser malacha, then when Chanukah would be over, you have to make Havdalah. You have to make a separation between Chanukah and the rest of the year, the rest of the days. However, the messages of Chanukah are eternal for the whole entire year round, and we will focus on some of those messages. In this parak, David HaMelech says, avoid rechilus. Avoid lashon hara and don't accept it. Don't say bad things about other people. Because this plagued him his whole entire life. And he's teaching us, avoid it, stay away from it. Don't embarrass anyone because people embarrassed him. And don't be jealous of the rishayim when you think they're being successful. We'll also learn a very important message. How to daven for Yeshua. How to daven for his salvation. How to arouse Hashem's mercy. But first, what's the historical time period that this parak takes place? There are those Rishonim that learn that this is taking place similar to parak Gimel when David was running away from Avshalom and he calls out Bekori in Pasuk Beis, Bekori. When I call out to you, Aneini Elokai Tzidki Hashem, answer me. That this took place when David was running away, Achitofel, an advisor to David. He told Avshalom, his son, David's son, to chase after him. Avshalom had a vision that he will be king. Similar to Korach, who thought also he'll be successful, not realizing that it was his children who will do tshuva and Shmuel Hanavi will come out of Korach. Achitofel didn't realize that it was his granddaughter, Batsheva, who will be the mother of Shloimeh HaMelech, who will be the king. Achitofel thought he will be the king, so therefore he encouraged Avshalom to chase after David. And if David would be out of the picture, then Achitofel would judge with a Bezdin Avshalom for rebelling against David. And Achitofel thought the throne would be his to take. And this is all came about through Lashon Hara and Rechilus. So David HaMelech says here, avoid it. This is one understanding of historical time period when Perek Dal takes place. The Malbim and others learn that this is taking place when there was a Rov, a famine for 3 years, towards the end of David's life. Similar to the Rov that we just had in this past week's Parsha, where Yaakovinu sends down Shvatim to go get food. So there was a rav for 3 years, and the Malshinim, the Leitzim, the cynics of the generation were saying that the rav is because of David HaMelech's chait, because of David HaMelech and him and Batsheva and all of that virus they wanted to say that David did. He's responsible for the rav, and in fact, it's not true. David HaMelech, he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Urim and the Tumim. David HaMelech received an answer from Hashem. And in fact, the reason for the Rav was because of Shaul HaMelech. Two reasons, two things that Shaul did. Number one, the first one was what Shaul did, what was done to Shaul. And that is that when he was Nifter, when he died, when he was killed, he wasn't Nisped Ka'alacha, he wasn't eulogized properly. Now this is going back to over 30 years. 30 years earlier, he wasn't eulogized properly. We see the Erech HaPayim, we see the patience of HaKadosh Baruch of Hashem. The second reason why the Rav happened is actually because of something Shaul did wrong. How because of him killing out the city of Noiv HaKehanim, because Shaul HaMelech was responsible for the city to be destroyed, and these Kehanim supported the Givoinim, that being the case, the Givoinim didn't have their food and sustenance anymore. And who was the source, the cause for all of this? It's a Shaul HaMelech. And that's why there was a famine, there was a Rav, and until the Givonim were appeased, the Rav would not end. Let's now begin with the first Pasuk Aleph, Lamnatzeach b'neginois Mizmor LeDavid. This is our first time we have the word Lamnatzeach. There will be 55 times in total that we'll come across this word, and we have to understand what this word means. Then we also have the word b'neginois. There are 6 times that we'll have this word b'neginois in Sefer Tehillim. Mizmor LeDavid. So what, in the English translation, the way they translated, for the conductor, Lamnatzeach, for the conductor, b'neginois, with instrumental music, Mizmor LeDavid, a song of David. Now, let's understand what that means so we can relate to this pasuk much better. First of all, what is the word Lamnatzeach? So the Radak, when we said over here for the conductor, he actually says that David HaMelech, he gave over this perek for the conductor, just like you have a choir, you have an orchestra. David HaMelech wrote this for the conductor to direct while the Beis HaMikdash, while the Avod was taking place in the Beis HaMikdash. There were songs, there were karbonos during the Avodah, there were conductor was conducting everyone, and this is Lamnatzeach, for the conductor. This is the understanding of the Radak. Now, Rashi, he says, David HaMelech, he understood that Tehillim is not for his generation, it's for all generations. The messages of Tehillim is for future generations as well. And this is why he gave it over to Shevet Levi. And Shevet Levi are the ones who are Menatzchim. They have this ability to be very successful over the Yetzahara, because their time is being spent learning, and as we'll see later on, Barasa Yetzahara, Barasa Tarat Tavna, because Baruch Hu created Yetzahara. How do you fight the Yetzahara? You fight the Yetzahara with Torah. As well as those who support the Torah also receive this protection from the Yetzahara. So Rashi says that David HaMelech Lamnatzeach gave over to these people who have this Nitzach and the triumph over themselves, over the Yetzirah. This is Shevet Levi, and Shevet Levi will transmit this to all of Klai Yisrael for future generations. And that is really understood in the word, what the Shirish of the word Lamnatzeach is, Nun Tzadi Ches, which is Netzach, eternity. And therefore you can understand Lamnatzeach b'neginus mizmor LeDavid. Lamnatzeach to be understood is to the one who makes it eternal. The second understanding of what the word, the shayrish of the word, Lamnatzeach is Netzach, is victorious. Because David once again said that the one who is really victorious is the one who is able to control himself. And if he can control himself, meaning that he's victorious over the Yetzirah, then he'll be able to control his enemies. Lamnatzeach b'neginois. What does the word neginois mean? The Eben Ezra and the Radak, they want to say that this refers to a musical instrument that was played and used in the Beis HaMikdash, just like you had other types of musical instruments. And the Radak takes it a step further. He says the power of music is like none other. It can arouse the neshama so high to levels that cannot be reached in other ways. So now we have Lamnatzeach b'neginois mizmor LeDavid. David HaMelech says, Bikori aneni, Hashem, when I call out to you, answer me, please answer me. Elokei Tzidki, Hashem, the God who knows my tzidkus. I am innocent. I didn't do anything wrong in this regard. Batsar hechavtoli. Batsar, tsar, is like min hametsar. The 3 weeks, the narrow straits. Tsar, when I'm being oppressed, when I'm being closed in on all sides. Hechavtoli, you Hashem, widen the situation. Hechavtoli is from the word to widen. Rachav. Rachav is to bring salvation to Yeshua. Chaneni Yushma Tfilasi. Chaneni. Answer me. Why? Because of Matnas Chinam. Now, David HaMelech is not davening his own tzidkus, even though it says, Elokei Tzidki. Because a person is not supposed to daven because he's such a tzaddik. But David HaMelech is saying, Hashem, you know the truth. I am not guilty over here. And in fact, he was not guilty. According to the Malbim, as we said, it was because of Shaul. It was because of Klai Yisrael. They didn't eulogize him properly, or because Shaul didn't treat the Givonim properly. But furthermore, David HaMelech is saying in the schus of Shevet Yehuda, and I am from Shevet Yehuda, Elokei Tzidki, there is a haftacha that if you call out and from Shevet Yehuda, then you'll be saved. Where do we see this haftacha? Where do we see that if you call out and you're from Shevet Yehuda? Because the pasuk says in Dvarim Lamed Gimel at the end of Zayis Habracha, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu gave the bracha to Shevet Yehuda. Shema Hashem, listen Hashem to Kol Yehuda. And this is Sefer Tehillim, as we are learning now, that David HaMelech is davening, crying out to Hashem, Bekori, when I daven to you, Aneini, Elokei Tzidki, in the schus of Shevet Yehuda, Batzar Rechav Talich, Aneini Shema Tfilasi. We turn now to Rav Gamliel Rabinovich, Shlita, when he explains that David HaMelech is telling us how to ask Hashem for Yeshua. Rachman Litzlan, a person needs a Yeshua, salvation, whatever the situation might be. David is saying, Bikori Aneini, first we have to thank Hashem for all the chasadim. That's step number one. When we come to thank Hashem, when we come to ask Hashem for Yeshua, first it has to be with the understanding of all the kinds of chesed, all the acts of chesed Hashem has done for us in the past. If not, a person is a kofi toiv. He's an ingrate. He's not showing appreciation for everything Hashem has done for him. And then he's asking for more. It's no different than the dogs, as like they say, like half, half, just give, give. We don't want to be a kafir toiv. On that note, let's now turn to Hanukkah. We said, for 8 days, we just finished saying, Bimei Matasyol ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonai Uvanov. Why is this all this elaboration? By Purim time, we say, Bimei Mordechai v'Esther. So say, Bimei Chashanoim. Say, Bimei Matisyo Koyim Koyim. Bimei Matisyo unfinished. What's Bimei Matisyo, who is a Koyim Gadol, his Chashmonoi, Uvanov, and his children also. Rav Shlomo Brevda Zatzal, in his parish, in his explanation on this, on Al HaNisim, he explains from the Medrash that if a person who is a Kofi Toiv, a person who doesn't show appreciation, the person doesn't show appreciation to people for the chesed, for the acts of kindness they have done for them, l'basoif, at the end, this person is going to come to be kaifer by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. He's going to come to deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom. Where do you see this? You see from our parashas that we're learning now, Yeshev, Miketz, Yigash, and then Shmois later on, in a couple of weeks, Pyro says, Asher lo yodas Yosef. In Perek Aleph of Shmois, Pasuk Ches, he says, I never, who's Yosef? What are you talking about? Never heard of him. He was kofi toiv. He didn't appreciate the chesed Yosef at Tzadik saved all of Mitzrayim. L'vasoif, later on, in Shmois, hey, Beis, what does it say? Mi Hashem, who is Hashem? Asher eshma b'koyle, that I shall listen to his voice. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, they came down to Pirate and said, we have a message from HaKadosh Baruch of Hashem. So what does Pah respond? He says, Mi Hashem, Asher Eshma V'Koyloi. As if, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean you don't know what to talk about? You know who Hashem is. But first he denied the Chesed from Yosef at Tzadik, but was so if he denied the Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. Because this is what happens. A person doesn't come to appreciate the acts of Chesed that a person does. He doesn't come to appreciate the Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. How does a person come to appreciate everything Hashem gives him? He first has to appreciate what people give him. Someone does an act of kindness to you, you have to show hakaras hatov. You have to show appreciation to that person. A friend, a spouse, anyone who does anything for us, we have to express hakaras hatov. Furthermore, this is one understanding the Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em. That when the person, the child, shows the proper kavod to a parent, then he can come to show the proper kavod, the proper honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why in Al HaNisim we say, Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonai Uvanov. Kohanim don't fight at war. They do avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. and they sacrificed themselves, and some of them actually died. And the Ramban says in Parshas Vayechi, if not for the Chashmonaim, we all would have not, we'd be lost. We would not be here today. They are Moisa Nefesh for us, so we want to first, we want to come, when the Hoidus Lahalo, to thank Hashem, we have to first come to thank the people who are Moisa Nefesh for us. And this is what we're being told over here as well. When you want to dive into Hashem for Yeshua, for salvation, Bikori, when you call out to Hashem, we first express, Hashem, thank you so much for all the chesed you have done for me in the past. I need your assistance. I need your help. Aneini, answer me, elikei tzidki, batzarech haftali. I'm being squished on all sides. I don't see any way, any salvation. Chaneini, ushmat filasi. But you, Hashem, chaneini, matnas chinam. Give me a gift, please. Ushmat filasi. And answer my tefillah. Not because I deserve it, but because you, Hashem, are giving me a matnas chinam, a free gift. That's the lashon chaneini. One more piece from Rav Brevda Sefer, and Mr. Shem, I guess we'll continue with Pasuk Gimel next week. He said over here, "Bikari aneini, elokei tzidki batzar hechavtali." What is batzar? Batzar, tzarus. I have tzarus. So now, what am I doing? I have tzarus. I have tormentors. People are bothering me. Who are these people that were bothering David, the greatest of the generation? The greatest of the generation. It's a chizuk to everyone. Because we all have people that we have to deal with sometimes. And David had to deal with the greatest of the people in the generation. Batzar, the Mabit says, when we say in Alan Nisim, Amadat Alehem Beis Tzarosim, Hashem, He saved us Beis Tzarosim in the time of our tzar, our need. And the Mabit says, it's an unbelievable thing that what we're saying over here. It's a Chiddush Gadol. A person should really arouse himself to do tshuva before he's drowning and the water is up to his nose. Says the Mabit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still save us, even Batsar, Be'is Sarasam, Amadat Olahem, Be'is Sarasam, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us when we were Be'is Sarasam, in the time of our Tsarus against the Yevanim, and we daven out to Hashem, and we daven when we were forced to. Nonetheless, David Melch is telling us over here as well, Batsar, I'm diving out to you because things are so difficult. I should have diving to you before the things got so difficult. Hechavtali. You pushed them aside. You gave me breathing space. This is what we see over here. The lessons David Melch is teaching us. Diving to Hashem for Yeshua, for salvation. First, thank Hashem for all the chesed. Don't be kafir toiv. Show appreciation to people. Because then we can show proper appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. We understood the words Lam Natseach for the conductor, the different explanations, Beneginois, these musical instruments. And Yetzir Hashem will continue next week with Pasuk Gimel. I thank everyone once again from all over the world for participating in the shiur. I'll be sending out the link as well so that you can share it with other people to join as well. Have a wonderful week.